This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and that means Silicon Valley time. Today, my guest, Rusty Foster. He makes one of the best newsletters about the internet. It's called Today in Tabs. Rusty, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm so ready.
I got a number for you. Half of all Italian divorce cases.
Can I have a hint?
WhatsApp?
Oh, half of them like triggered by I am cheating or include evidence from instant messages?
You're getting warm. The messaging service WhatsApp is cited in nearly half of all Italian divorce cases. It's now the most common way that spouses find out their partner is cheating on them.
I guess it's good to find out.
All right, what do you got for me?
It's 31 participants.
Oh, man.
The hint is that it would have been higher, except one of the participants forgot her robot on the train and went and had a beer instead.
Does it have to do with, like, a robot pub crawl or something?
31 was the number of participants in HaboCon, which was a robot fighting contest for robots made by people who have no technical skill whatsoever. Some of the entries did things like shake a packet of powdered soup. The video of this just came out on YouTube, is why the world is suddenly hearing about this.
Fair enough. All right, I got another one for you. 12 years old.
The last age I got a good night's sleep. I don't know. No, I need a hint.
This also has to do with YouTube.
Is it the average age of a YouTube commenter?
That is a very good guess. Google has said it's working on censored versions of its services for kids 12 and under. Do 12-year-olds use Gmail? I guess they must these days, right?
I don't know. I have a 10-year-old, and she has a Gmail, but I don't think she knows how to even look at it.
Or is she even interested?
Hopefully she never, ever will.
All right, you got something else for me?
Okay, this number is 40 gigabytes.
Oh, 40 gigs.
I feel like you could get this. It's like big news.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so 40 gigs is the amount of data that was leaked from the Sony breach.
Of course.
And so far, the leading speculation is that it was North Korea, and that it's
right.
Because they're mad about the interview movie coming out.
Right, or it's Sony with an amazingly smart viral marketing campaign.
Is it sick that I had that thought? What if it's all fake? And
if
it's literally a viral marketing campaign. I would bow down to them.
It would be a brilliant marketing campaign, but then I would just have to stop believing the internet forever.
You clearly have not already stopped believing the internet forever, then.
Rusty Foster writes the Today in Tabs newsletter. We suggest you absolutely sign up and read it. Rusty, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.